You know, I've got a factoid I bet you didn't know. The YMCA of downtown Dallas, Metropolitan Dallas, on Monday, the 23rd of November, will be 135 years old. 135 years old. Yep, big celebration coming. Kurt Hazelbaker is the CEO of the YMCA of Metropolitan Dallas and joins us right now. And, you know, you don't look that old. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. I've been around for a long time, but not 135 years.
What was the Dallas YMCA like 135 years ago? I can't believe that.
They had a budget of $4,000, a little over 100 members, and they provided a reading room, a gym, and one of the biggest programs they did was baths. Cowboys could come in and pay to take a bath at the Y before they went out on that Saturday night. So we've evolved a little bit, to say the least, that we don't just do baths or gyms or reading rooms, and we serve a lot more people than the 100 that were members way back in 1985.
Well, and you're not just downtown anymore. I don't mean to push this. You don't happen to know where it was, do you? I'm curious.
I don't. We have that somewhere. You know, the Downtown Y has had four different locations, and we have been in the one we're in now since 1982, but there were three prior to this one.
And actually, what I've heard, so you were looking for another location too, right?
We're studying it right now to see if it makes sense. We've got an older building that, you know, we've been a Y in this building since 1982, but the building was built in 1940. So you've got an 80-year-old building that has the issues that come with an 80-year-old building sometimes, and trying to see if it makes the most sense to stay in this location or possibly look at another one.
What's the demographic? Who's a member of the Y right now? You've got a lot of competition out there. The 24-hour fitnesses and and other places. What's your demographic?
You know, we serve everybody. So you know, 6-month-old can be taking swim lessons. We've got members at our Park South Y that are over 100 years old that come in and they say they exercise, but more than anything, they sit in the lobby and have a cup of coffee and talk to their friends. Our demographic is, you know, if you just look at the straight demographics, it's somebody who's in their late 30s, early 40s is the average when you look at everybody. You know, pre-COVID, David, we served about 40,000 households. Last year, 2019, we served 250,000 people. So we reflect the communities we're in. You walk in our Y's, you're going to see the community. And so what you see walking down the streets, basically who's a member of the Y.
So tell me about the health of the Y as we make it through a pandemic. I saw fairly early on, Gold's Gym filed for bankruptcy. They closed up a bunch of them. And one of the first things we hear is they're going to close up, you know, cut capacity on restaurants, have remote learning for schools, and they're going to close up gyms. That's terrible if you're a for-profit, but I guess equally bad if you're a not-for-profit.
Yeah. You know, what COVID has done to us, David, is our revenue is down about 40. At the end of the year, we anticipated it'll be down about 45% what we went into the year thinking it would be. So we'll lose about $30 million worth of revenue we've lost. We're a much smaller Y as far as the number of staff that work for us. We permanently closed three of our YMCAs, so we're still operating 16 facilities and two camps. People are coming back, but they're coming back slow to us. We have a lot of people to come in and just to see what we have done to make sure the safety features are in place and social distancing. But when you look at our year-over-year membership scans, we're at 47% right now. So 1 in 2 are coming in compared to this time last year. And that varies, David, from our downtown Y's, our slowest, about 23% year-over-year, to a couple of our suburban Y's are over 70%. So we're feeling across the board.
Yeah. So where does your money come from? You charge an annual membership, but it's pretty modest. Is it fundraising? How do you get funding?
Yeah, about 85% of our revenue is earned. And when I say earned, it's either membership dues, so people choose to be a member of the Y or choose not to be a member of the Y. Program fees, which is a family comes in to pay for swim lessons or baseball or some of the programs. And then 15% is a kind of a combination of a little bit of United Way, some corporate and foundation support, and then we do an annual campaign to raise money for scholarships. So 85% of our money, we're a little bit different than other most nonprofits in that 85% is earned. We've got to work hard to keep people coming in our doors and sign up for our programs. And then the philanthropy piece is the other 15%.
So can you have, what about the programs going forward? I guess this is about the time I'd be taking the kids over to Town North Y for, you know, for basketball games and getting ready for baseball games later on in the, you know, in the spring. Are you going to have any of those activities?
We are. We did fall sports, and which was soccer, flag football, and football. And we were pleased with how well it did. It did better than we expected. It was about 75% of the same time last year. So it was about 13,000 kids that played with us. And what we saw and heard, parents were ready to get their kids outside and active.
Yeah.
basketball, we're going to offer basketball. One of our challenges with basketball, David, is that our program is so big. We use school gyms along with our Y gyms. And the schools are reluctant to let outside groups in to use their facilities. And so we're actively seeking partners to use their gyms. And that would be churches, municipalities, maybe some of the private schools, so that we can offer the program. And we will offer some of the fall sports in winter. So there might be a football season at one of the Ys or soccer season at one of the Ys. So again, the parents want to get the kids active, and we're trying to provide an opportunity for them to do so.
Do you have landlords? Do you have rent payments to make, or do you own your buildings?
We own all of our buildings, with the exception we have a corporate office in Irving that we rent, but the rest of our facilities we own. One of the Ys that we did not open, our Lake West YMCA, was owned by the Dallas Housing Authority. And we were one of five other tenants in the building.
So that must be a good move. At least you don't have the pressure for rent payments, but you know you do have overhead. So what's next? How nimble can you be for planning purposes?
You know, to me, that's one of the beauties of the Y. The question you asked me earlier, what it was like in 1885 and what we're doing today, we have the ability to adapt as the needs in the community change. So, for instance, when COVID hit in March, the week after we closed, we started our emergency child care for healthcare workers and first responders. Food distribution, we had been doing some of that. We gave away, the last report I saw at the end of October, we'd given away 52,000 meals. Started offering blood drives at our branches. We did 9 of those. All of them were successful. Senior wellness checks. Seniors come in. Our Ys in the morning are full of seniors. And when we closed, for a lot of them, we were their social outlet. Yeah. And not being able to come in, we started calling to check on them. So we changed through COVID with that. But looking forward, we're really focused on our new strategic plan called Building Stronger Communities for All, where we'll focus on things like technology, academic achievement with a technology focus. Esports is an area that we're getting into. Mental health, that's really been magnified through COVID. Depression, you're hearing a lot about, isolation, loneliness. So we're going to be doing work with that. Our safety around water program, we've got a goal to eliminate childhood drowning in North Texas. So we're working on that. And then continue our healthy living programs. And how can we expand those?
Yeah.
So we're really, that's where we're directing our energy at and driving our staff attention to coming out of COVID.
Well, you just outlined an energy draining agenda. I can't believe you can do all of that, but we're glad you do and have been for the last 135 years. So early on, I don't know. What do you get somebody for 135th anniversary? That's not silver or gold or platinum or plastic. Maybe.
Well, we did get a proclamation from the city of Dallas recognizing us. So maybe that's what the you get 135. It's a nice proclamation from the city.
Kurt Hazelmaker is president, CEO of the YMCA of Metropolitan Dallas. Good to have you with us. All the best.
David, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for more of our conversation with Mr. Hazelmaker. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.